your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
A man's been rushed to hospital after being shot in Howick. The incident happened this afternoon at the Shia Bazali informal settlement. The circumstances around the shooting are vague. Here's Midlands EMS spokesperson Roland Robertson.
On arrival, it was found that one person had sustained a gunshot wound and was treated on scene before being transported to a nearby hospital for further care. SAPS and local authorities were in attendance investigating the matter.
On Gauteng's East Rand, police have made a breakthrough in their investigation into the deadly drive-by shooting in Reiger Park. Six people were killed and three others wounded in the attack over the weekend. The police's Dimakatso Nevuhului says a suspect is now in custody.
The acting provincial commissioner of the police in Gauteng, Major General Fred Kikana, has welcomed the arrest of a 23-year-old man suspected to be involved in the drive-by mass shooting incident that occurred in Reiger Park this past Saturday. He is expected to appear before Boksburg Magistrates Court on the 5th of November.
The Electoral Commission says more than 300 South Africans have registered as first-time voters this year. The Deputy Chief Electoral Officer, Masego Shiburi, says digital tools like the voter management device and online registration have made it easier for new voters to sign up.
A lot more citizens must still register, and we encourage all eligible voters to use the convenience of our self-registration platforms to register or to update their voter registrations details. Voters are once again reminded to register where they live and to vote where they are registered.
A judicial advocacy group has been commenting on the impact of bias on court matters after a Durban judicial officer was accused of prejudice in a murder case she was presiding over. Senior Magistrate Betty Rawheath has recused herself from a 2021 July unrest matter after a senior state prosecutor raised concern over remarks she allegedly made seen to be of a racial nature. Advocate Bonginkosi Mbogasi raised the issue during the trial of Indran Malcolm Govender in the Verulam Regional Court. Govender is accused of killing Mondli Majola and attempting to kill Nkululeko Mangwa during the riots in Phoenix. Advocate Mbogazi has asked that the trial be started from scratch. Alison Tilly from Judges Matter says it's important that the public has confidence in the judiciary.
We already have a situation where I think people are losing faith in the justice system, that it's not succeeding in bringing the right people to trial and then convicting them and then locking them up, whether it's violent crime, corruption, you know, many issues. So I think it doesn't help, and we really need to try and buttress the judiciary, both magistracy and the high courts, so that people do have confidence in them.
And former US Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away. He was 84. US media is quoting a family statement saying Cheney died due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. Cheney served for two terms between 2001 and 2009. He became one of the most powerful vice presidents in US history as George W. Bush's number two during the 9/11 attacks and the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 23 tomorrow, Richards Bay 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas have been bowled out for 263 in the first ODI against Pakistan. Novak Djokovic confirms that he will play in the ATP Tour Finals in Turin. And Ryan Gravenberch says that Liverpool players will show Trent Alexander-Arnold some love when he returns to Anfield tonight.